Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Chirping. There's not a cloud in the sky, and all is right in the world of college football, at least for the next 24 hours. And you're probably asking yourself, well, Cole, how is everything perfect in our favorite sport? I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the SEC is about ready to terrorize a 12-team playoff, especially in a brand new 5-7 format that was voted on unanimously by the playoff committee early Tuesday morning. We now know the pathway to the national championship. We now know how many at-large bids they're going to be. And even though we don't have a clear understanding about how many teams will be represented per conference, if you don't want Tony Petitti and Greg Sankey forming their own super league and destroying college football as we know it, you know the SEC and the Big Ten are going to get representation. So my question today, who are the front runners to make it in a dozen race to the finish line for a national title in 2024? What's going up, SEC Unfiltered? It's Cole Thompson here. Make sure that you hit the subscribe button down below, the ring notification. That way you don't miss a single thing that's happening on this channel because we talk college football daily. Follow me on my own social media page, at Mr. Cole Thompson, my own YouTube channel, at Mr. Cole Thompson. Follow us on social media. We are everywhere, people. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. We got Twitter, at SEC Unfiltered. Make sure that you download the podcast version of the show wherever you get your podcast listening systems, Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play. We got you covered there. And for everything going on in the number one conference in all of college athletics, make sure that you visit secunfiltered.com. So 5-7 format, what exactly does that entail? The Power Four conferences are going to be represented. So the ACC, the Big 12, the SEC, and the Big 10, one representative is going in. And then the fifth conference is the best group of five school. Maybe it's Liberty, maybe it's Memphis, maybe it's Boise State, maybe it's Tulane with John Summerall, but either way, they're going to get at least one bid. Here's the difference. The top four bids will also get a bye. So Florida State, last season, you were sitting literally on the outside looking in because you were penalized since you didn't have a quarterback. You would get a bye and you would get time to actually heal and process that you did your job during the regular season. You go 11-1, you go 12-0, you're probably getting the first round pass to relax, not have to worry about hosting a game, not have to worry about really doing anything, just preparing for your next opponent, getting your mind and body right for the playoff round in the Elite Eight. The other teams, seven at large bids, it's very clear that the Big Ten and the SEC are going to do everything in their power to get the most representation. And there's a reason behind it. You look at the revenue that they bring in. You look at the average number of attendance. You look at the product that's put on the field. You look at the media rights contract. Everything about expanding the playoff was revenue, revenue, response, and revenue. More money, 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 money. That was it. That's the entire conversation. So naturally, the conferences with the most representation and the highest funds, the most attendance, they're going to be the ones that go ahead and enter the conversation of making it to the CFP every year, which means the Big Ten and the SEC are going to be well represented. Notre Dame's going to find their way in there if they get to 10-2, in my opinion. How the ACC, how the Big 12 respond, how maybe an undefeated other group of five school responds, that's a conversation for another day. But I guarantee you, you can expect at least four teams every year from the SEC to make it to the CFP. Let's just go ahead and start planning for next season. Georgia's going to be the favorite. They should be. What you return offensively, what you were able to bring in via the transfer portal. And on top of that, now having Kirby Smart as the leader of the SEC, as the face of the conference among coaches. Yeah, Saban's going to be saying whatever the hell he wants on ESPN, and he's earned that right. But when it comes to coaching, it starts and ends with Kirby Smart, and everyone else just trickles in right behind. So let's just say that they automatically make the CFP. Win, lose in Atlanta, who gives a flying padoodle? They're in the playoff. Next up, Texas. Texas, newcomer. Texas just made the college football playoff. And Texas, here's the thing about Steve Sarkisian, who just got paid $10 million to basically terrorize all the other schools that are, you know, minuscule in the SEC. Anybody remember that 2020 offense, like at Alabama, where they had John Metchie, they had Jalen Waddle, they had a Heisman Trophy winner and Devonta Smith. It was speed, a little bit more speed, two really good running backs and a decent tight end as a receiver, and a game managing quarterback that had upside as a first round pick.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You do realize I just explained the offense that's now in Austin. They added in speed everywhere this offseason, whether it be defensively with Andrew Mukuba, whether it be at the edge position with Trey Moore, but at wide receiver, you have no idea what type of Olympic track race you're going to see on the 40 acres come Saturday afternoons. Silas Bolden can turn a 5-yard little hitch route into a 25-yard gain. I don't know how many of you have watched the film of Jonte Cook, but that's a 5-star cat that is about ready to terrorize SEC cornerbacks. You also brought in Matthew Golden, special team stud. Guy offers value both in the slot and on the outside. You also brought in Isaiah Bond. He was more than just 4th and 31. They don't win the SEC championship game over Georgia without Isaiah Bond coming up with a few big catches. Amari Nyblack, a really good receiving tight end that understands similar offensive concepts during his time in Tuscaloosa. Two good running backs, just like he had in Najee Harris and Brian Robinson. Instead, it's Jaden Blue and it's CJ Baxter, former 5-star and the first rookie, or let me phrase that, freshman running back to start at Texas since Ricky Williams. Anybody remember him? He won a pretty prestigious award. I think that we all know what it is. This is an offense that has been built to understand the concepts of what you're looking for in terms of Steve Sarkisian's play calling. More importantly, they can elevate that play calling because of what they brought in via the portal. And this feels like more so a wash, rinse, repeat moving forward for the Longhorns. You lose some talent to the portal. You lose some talent to the NFL draft. You bring in another top 5 recruiting class. That's going to be the new norm, especially with that big, bold, blue and yellow logo that says SEC, the conference that just means more. You add in a few players from the transfer portal, and look at that. You're right back at 10-2. You're right back at 11-1. You're right in the hunt to make it to the college football playoff. Alabama, hate to do this to you folks. Alabama's still Alabama. Until the cows come crying, until we actually see digression fully set in, until we see Kalen DeBoer actually have a dud of a game, Alabama's still Alabama. And this is a coaching staff that last year took a team with less than 50% of its roster of 4-star talent to an undefeated season in what could arguably be the toughest conference in college football. Oh, and a national championship with a Heisman Trophy worthy quarterback in Michael Penix Jr. I feel confident about Alabama. Here's the question that I have. There's two main ones. Number one, how does Kalen DeBoer work with an offense not led by Ryan Grubb? Everyone wants to talk about what happens with Ryan Grubb. He leaves. He goes back to Seattle. I understand it. Family purposes. You don't really want to leave the location. You're happy. Home is where the heart lies. But this has been an offense for the last 4 years, back in their time at Fresno State, that was called by Grubb. Do you have that same trust factor with Nick Sheridan? Sheridan's been on your staff since you went to Indiana, but do you have that same trust factor and believe that this offense is going to be humming the exact same way? Number two, how does the quarterback play look in a brand new offense? Because Tommy Rees decided to embrace what Jalen Milroe was. He decided to completely change up it on its axis, did a 180 when it came to play calling, and eventually Alabama started to gain momentum. And after a while, the confidence of Jalen Milroe really carried weight down the stretch to be able to win games against LSU, to be able to win games against Auburn, to be able to beat an undefeated Georgia team in Atlanta, which basically is Athens home 2.0. If that version, like Michael Penix, that took off, can come to Tuscaloosa, I look at their schedule. I know it's very rigorous. I know they have a couple trap games. The Wisconsin game in week 3. Please do not discount what Luke Fickell could do in year 1. Or let me phrase that, in year 2 with the Badgers. This is going to be a really intriguing matchup in Madison. So don't sleep on them just yet. But I think Alabama, if they can find a great cohesion during spring football, leading into fall camp, how are you going to count out the Crimson Tide? It's Ala frickin' Bama. They've been to the playoffs more than they've been alive. Like, just think about that for a second. Ole Miss, look, this is the year. This is the year where it all has to come together. This is a year where you're trying to build off of an epic 2023 season, and you're done being the middlehead, redheaded stepchild. Nobody wants to be Ole Miss, because you want to know what Ole Miss is? They're the Penn State of the SEC. Oh, they're going to get to 10-2. Oh, they're going to find their way into, you know, a really prominent bowl game. But Alabama's on the schedule. Okay, that's a loss. Oh, LSU's on the schedule. Okay, that's an L. Oh, Georgia's there. No, you're not Georgia's level. What the Portal King did this past season was basically build an army of fortitude that is going to protect any negativity around this program. Princely Umanlyi-Ellen coming on in as an edge rusher, elite player, Walter Nolan, the number one defensive player before Caleb Downs decided to schlep on into the transfer portal. Elite player. They added in good names at linebacker. Chris Paul Jr. is going to be somebody that maybe does not garner the same amount of attention as the first two, but he is going to be, in my opinion, one of the biggest, if not the most prominent transfer for the Rebels next season. You also have on the offensive side, Trey Harris returning, Kaden Priestcorn returning, a top 10 quarterback in Jackson Dart, who might end up marching his way to New York City for a Heisman Trophy appearance. And you added in yet another wide receiver to this core in Juice Wells. Wells was dominant at James Madison. His first year at South Carolina, he was really productive as the go-to target for Spencer Rattler. You don't think that he could come in and be the immediate Dayton Wade replacement? You got one major game that I'm actually circling. Georgia, that's it. Can you get to 10-2? Can you find a way to have a top 25 offense, a top 60 defense, and make your case that you are actually a contender? This is no longer, hey, two losses, we're down and out of the count. Now it's two losses, we can't afford a third because of how deep this conference is. That's the MO. Ole Miss, they're built to win. And more importantly, they're built to contain anybody that they go up against, including the Georgia Bulldogs. Next up, Missouri. Look at that. Another team that overexceeded expectations last year. They're basically the armpit of the SEC. Some people give more respect to Vanderbilt than we do to Eli Drinkwitz and what's going on in Columbia. That's a shame. That is absolutely a shame. But it's not Southern Colt. Well, they've done more than most of the SEC teams in the last 5 years. Go back and look since when they joined the conference in 2012. How many SEC title appearances Mizzou's been in? Can you say the same thing about South Carolina? Vanderbilt? Texas A&M? Nope, can't do it. So let's go ahead and bring back in the joy that is the Mizzou Tigers. Defensively, I'm nervous. I would be lying if I said I wasn't. But the schedule's so easy. You look at their out-of-conference games, especially now that Boston College lost Jeff Hafley. That's 4-0. You look at the way that you play. You got the Oklahoma matchup, Texas A&M, depending on what they are, that could be intriguing. Alabama on the road, that's a really, really must-see spectacle. That's probably cinema for you. I look at this team, what you return offensively. You had the Fred Biletnikoff Award favorite, in my opinion, in Luther Burden Jr. What you brought in and Marcus Carroll. If you haven't heard the name just yet, brother, sister, anybody out there that wants to go ahead and praise the football Jesus, be ready to worship Marcus Carroll in Columbia. He can be that bell cow workhorse the way Cody Schrader was. Theo Weiss is back. Brady Cook is back. You also have brought in a couple of good names defensively. I understand Corey Batoon is not Blake Baker, but if he was any bit involved of a top 20 defense at South Alabama, and I'm pretty sure he was, he had a really good job with Yam Banks. There we go. See, just gotta let the brain work sometimes. If you look back at that secondary, South Alabama was great. That's going to be a weak point for Mizzou going into the year. So imagine if they finish, I don't know, top 35, top 45. Maybe that's enough with their schedule to go 11-1. And 11-1 doesn't guarantee you a spot in Atlanta, but it almost damn sure guarantees you a spot in the college football playoff. How about two more for you? LSU, this has got to be the biggest wild card team out there. You bring back Blake Baker, who was initially on the staff underneath Ed Orgeron. He's now getting paid $2 million to conduct your defense because last year you had an offense worthy of winning a national title. You had a defense that probably would have taken you to 0-12, and you met in the middle with 9-3. Your offense is changing in terms of the play caller, but the systems aren't going anywhere. Joe Sloan is still going to be basically what Mike Denbrock was, and the play calling may have to differ because the quarterback. That's not an insult on Garrett Nussmeier. That's, in fact, the furthest thing from an insult on Garrett Nussmeier. That's more so a compliment about what type of skill set Jaden Daniels had, and it's irreplaceable. Same as you can say about the production loss by both Brian Thomas and Malik Nabers. But you did bring in a number one wide receiver in CJ Daniels from Liberty. Go back and watch his film last season with Caden Salter. They were basically biscuits and gravy, a perfect combination. You have Kyron Lacy. You still have, in my opinion, a very stable, sturdy offensive line. Your defense should improve simply based off what you brought in via the portal and on a recruiting class. What you're getting in Baker is a demand, no nonsense, physical son of a gun who says, do it my way or we're going to do it again at defensive coordinator. I'm not asking LSU to be a top 60, a top 20 defense. I'm asking them to be a top 50. I'm asking them with this offense, with this schedule, get to 9-3. Can you do that? Do you think that with the player, the personnel, with the quarterback, especially with good competition behind him, you can get to this level? Because if so, what are we talking about? LSU absolutely could go 11-1 and I would not be shocked. They also could go 8-4 and I would not be shocked. They're the biggest boomer bust team. They have so much upside, but they also have to have a little bit of trepidation until we see everything start to unfold. Really like this roster, but if the offense does take a dip back in play calling and the defense can't take a step forward, you're probably looking at similar results. Still, 10 wins, back-to-back years for Brian Kelly. Foghorn Langhorne knows what he's doing down in Baton Rouge. Crazy to think that about a Boston guy, right? Last one for you, Tennessee. Look, if Tennessee is the way that we think that they're going to be, the 8.5 line was ridiculous. I'm sorry. I'll just come out and say it. I thought the two dumbest lines that I saw, based off of the hype, the pizzazz, the persona around these teams, was Tennessee at 8.5 and Vanderbilt at 2.5. They're nowhere near the same besides sharing the volunteer state. But I look at Tennessee. This is finally an offense that could reach new heights, levels beyond grandeur underneath Josh Heupel. Everyone wants to focus in on Hendon Hooker. Great quarterback. Absolutely phenomenal player. And exactly what was needed in Knoxville at the time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But that was a transfer quarterback that had to learn Heupel's system in the process of starting. Joe Milton, fine quarterback, not elite by any standards. People overhyped him. Crazy that I didn't, but, you know, never say never on that one. Now you get Nico Iamaleava. That is a quarterback that was handpicked by Heupel to run his offense the way he wants it. You also brought over Chris Brazel, a really good complimentary wide receiver who could end up actually being a number one target instead of Brew McCoy. The production loss in terms of the running back room is a little barren. Your offensive line does need to get a little bit better. Speaking of barren, Tyler Barron no longer is on this squad. Neither is Terrion McDonald. But I still think that this defense could be serviceable. And you look at their schedule. 9-3, 10-2. Definitely on the radar, especially if Nico performs the way he did in the bowl game. Let's get this out of the way. Don't use the bowl game as a baseline about what Nico's going to be, but the elusiveness, the footwork, the ability to extend plays outside the pocket, the unrelentless fear of tucking and running it, those are things that could end up being a huge dividend for the Volunteers this upcoming season. And if they find their way somewhere in the top 20 of scoring, maybe even top 15 of scoring, top 20, top 15 of total yards of offense, just so long as their defense isn't basically USC 2.0, they're going to have a shot at making it to the CFP. But those are the teams that I believe in. Texas, absolutely, showing up to the big boy table with their chair and kicking one of the current numbers down to the little kids roster. Alabama, gotta believe it until I see it. Gotta believe it until eventually Kalen DeBoer shows that he is not the guy. And I don't think that's happening anytime soon. Ole Miss, this is the year. All this returning production, more importantly, what you added in. Portal King cooked. Now it's time for you to make the sweet recipe that eventually leads you to a postseason appearance. Missouri, easiest schedule in the SEC. There's no other way to put it. They can't get to 10 wins. Something might need to change eventually, whether that be offensively or defensively. LSU, biggest boomer bust team. Could easily see them going undefeated, getting a first round bye. Could see them missing out on the playoff altogether. And then Tennessee. Tennessee, if they're as advertised with Nico, it's going to be very hard-pressed to say that they don't win a multitude of games simply because number 8 is the best player on the field. Make sure you hit the subscribe button down below. Leave a comment telling us your thoughts. which team stands out as a front runner for the SEC in terms of a 12-team playoff. Make sure you hit the ring notification. That way you keep up with everything we're doing here on the channel. Follow me on my own channel, at Mr. Cole Thompson. Follow me on social media, at Mr. Cole Thompson. Follow us on social media, Twitter, X, Instagram, TikTok. We're everywhere that you want to be found, at SEC Unfiltered. Download the podcast. That way you don't miss a single thing that's going on with SEC Unfiltered. And to keep up with the number one content surrounding college football's best conference, check out secunfiltered.com. I'm Cole Thompson. Until next time, folks, later.
Headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is four missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.